Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Miami Hurricanes football is back with spring practice number 4 wrapping up here on Tuesday morning. UM had spring break last week and the football team was off in conjunction with that. And so they returned to work here on Tuesday morning. Practiced in shoulder pads and shorts. I think full pads is right around the corner. In terms of things that we noticed that were, you know, somewhat newsy, I guess, that there was some guys that are coming back here into the fold, even if it's in a limited basis. Just off the top of my head, Gabby can check me if I'm missing anyone, but Michael Redding was back in a red jersey. Riley Williams, the early enrollee tight end, in a red jersey. I saw Jake Lichtenstein in a red jersey. Akeem Mezidor was fully dressed. He did not have a red jersey on, which is a good sign as the D-line gets a little more depth to it here for the spring. And obviously a good sign that one of Miami's best players is healthy. I'm trying to remember if I'm missing anyone else that's returned off the top of my head. That probably wraps it up with that category. In terms of first team looks, left to right, first team O-line was the same as it was in practice 3, and the most notable thing there is Francis Maui-Goa, the early enrollee freshman, was the starting right tackle. So from left to right, it is Jalen Rivers, Javian Cohen, Matt Lee, Inez Cooper, and then Francis Maui-Goa. Elevating to the second team at right tackle was Michael McLaughlin, which I think was interesting, and Chris Washington was pushed down to the third team right tackle. Samson Okunlola, second team left tackle. So in terms of what we got to see with drill work today, there was an emphasis, it seemed like, on, as always with this new offense, getting the ball out quick. But today was kind of about identifying the quick check down to the running back, getting the ball out quickly to the running back if pressure comes in a hurry. I thought, you know, from the drill work we saw, I thought all the quarterbacks looked the sharpest we had seen of the spring, which was a good sign. That's kind of all I got in terms of practice observations. Gabby, anything you want to add?
I mean, I think for me, again, it was just kind of a lot of the same the stuff that we've kind of seen in the past. Having the safeties right in front of us. I mean, I thought Markeith was someone that was – Markeith Williams looked good kind of coming in and out of his breaks, kind of flipping his hips. I think he's someone that, you know, again, just kind of looks smooth out there. I think he still maybe needs to, you know, grow a little bit more physically. But, I think he does have some of those big time movement skills that, you know, we kind of saw on display at the high school level when he picked off a bunch of passes and all that stuff. Also kind of like, you know, focused in on Caleb Spencer a little bit just to kind of really see him in, you know, in shoulder pads for the first time. And he's definitely, a big body. Especially with the shoulder pads on, I think, you know, he's definitely a big kid. I think down the line, he's going to be a fun one to kind of watch develop. In terms of like everything else, I mean, I feel like that was I feel like you kind of covered a lot, and you know, a lot of those guys coming back. I think this is pretty, you know, newsworthy. Benedict Hippolyte, he was at Miami last year and prior in the Manny Diaz era, and he left to Florida to work under as a quality control coach. He left to Florida to work under Billy Napier again as an off-field staffer. And he's back at Miami. He was on Green Tree today. So Miami brought him back from Florida, and he's someone that has a lot of ties to the South Florida area. He was at one point the head coach at Miami Carroll City. So definitely not a lack of local ties between Kevin Beard and Tim Harris Jr., Benedict Hippolyte, and then you got, of course, DeMarcus Van Dyke and David Cooney, Roland Smith, and seems like there's a lot of people who have again local ties on this Miami staff. So I think that's pretty much the most of what I got, David, outside of what you covered.
In terms of post-practice interviews, we got to speak with Cam McCormick, the transfer from Oregon at tight end. He is in his eighth year of eligibility. Technically, if he wants to exercise it, he has a ninth year after this year if he wants to go that route. But an interesting young man to speak with, and you know, just a mature guy that's been through a lot. The reason why he has 9 years of potential eligibility is because of bad luck he's had with injuries, primarily having to deal with ankle injuries, and then his most recent one was an Achilles injury on the other foot that he sustained during Oregon's win at Ohio State in 2021. So Gabby's kind of mentioned on the podcast that this staff is high on him in terms of being a productive college level tight end, a guy that can block, a guy that can also be a threat in the passing game. And, you know, speaking with him, it's clear that he brings a maturity level as well. I think he's 24, going to be 25 pretty soon here. So he's a guy that's focused with a lot of goals. And obviously he loves football if he's sticking with it this long, trying to pursue a career. Also got to speak with Nigelie Kelly. He does look different year over year in terms of changes to his body. He's leaner, but he's up to 250 pounds. Says he feels better. Says he feels more confident, less tentative than a year ago, which, you know, is kind of how it goes with freshmen that are learning their way through the transition to college. We also got to speak with Xavier Restrepo, who said, you know, the learning this new offense, it's kind of a simplified offense, and so that has not been too difficult of a process for him, and he's excited about the new offense and new offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson and working with Kevin Beard as well. And we got to speak with Branson Dean, who, you know, I think we've mentioned he's kind of on the undersized side, and that was definitely the case looking at him in person here. He says he's measuring in at 6'2", 285. I'd probably say eye test, it looks closer to 6'1", but what do I know? But anyways, he's another guy that's older, mature, cares about football, has a lot of goals ahead of him, and has production in his past at Purdue. I think that's it. So yeah, that wraps up today's practice. Gabby, it was a little bit of a light day, I guess, in terms of recruits visiting here on Tuesday, but share what you got in that regard here.
Yeah, a couple guys, top 247 cornerback, Troy Stevenson. He's out of South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. He's here, kind of got eyes on him. I mean, listed at 6 foot, 165 pounds. Feel like that's about right. He is definitely pretty thin, but again, I know that's someone that they definitely like in that defensive backfield. Curtis Janiver, he's out of Chaminade Madonna. I think he's a 2024 cornerback who they're kind of evaluating, who they kind of want to get eyes on and kind of go through this process of maybe an unofficial visit with, and see what comes out on the other end of it. Of course, Chaminade Madonna produces tons of talent year in and year out, and again, I think this is someone in their backyard they want to just kind of do their homework on. 2025 top 247 running back DeAndre Desenier. He's out of North Broward Prep. I think he's like, again, early 2025 rankings, but ranked as a, you know, top 50 prospect in that 2025 class. So those are the big high school names, David, and we'll see what happens here over the next few hours, but maybe there'll be more.
All right, next practice is on Thursday. We will have another instant reaction podcast following that practice. Check out the website for more recruiting scoop. There's definitely stuff bubbling. We'll see if we get the if we can actually report the stuff. But anyways, appreciate everyone for listening. Until next time, take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.